Segment 3. Brought to you by KeyWestBusTour.com. Start this track at the McDonald's in Florida City. We are leaving Florida City, headed south on US 1, approaching Skeeter's Last Chance Saloon on the right. Therefore, as far as the mayor of Key West is concerned, we are officially leaving the United States and entering the Conch Republic. What's the Conch Republic, you ask? Let me explain. The Conch Republic is a micronation declared as a tongue-in-cheek secession of Key West from the United States. In 1982, the United States Border Patrol set up a roadblock and inspection point on Highway US 1 in front of the Last Chance Saloon. Vehicles were stopped and searched for narcotics and illegal immigrants. The Key West City Council complained repeatedly about the inconvenience for travelers, claiming that the roadblock was hurting the Key's important tourism industry. When the City Council's complaints went unanswered by the federal government, as a form of protest, the mayor and City Council declared Key West's independence. In the eyes of the council, since the federal government had set up a border station as if Key West were a foreign nation, they might as well become one. As many of the local citizens were referred to as Conchs, the nation took the name of the Conch Republic. Since then, the term Conch Republic has been expanded to refer to the entire Florida Keys, with Key West as the nation's capital and all towns north of Key West being referred to as the Northern Territories. The mock secession generated great publicity for the Keys' plight. The roadblock and inspection station were removed soon afterward. Today, if you keep your eyes peeled, you are sure to see the official Conch Republic flag. It's royal blue with a sun and conch shell in the middle. And while technically the Conch Republic is still part of the United States, you may notice the rules in the Keys are a little bit different. In case you're wondering, a conch is a common name for a large sea snail or their shell. A shell of this kind, blown like a trumpet, can produce a musical note. And conch meat is used as food, either eaten raw, as in salads, or cooked, as in fritters, chowders, and burgers. In just a moment, we'll start to see the green mile marker signs on the side of the road. That's the beginning point of the overseas highway I mentioned. Our journey has begun. From Florida City to Key West, locations along the highway are commonly given as mile markers. The Department of Transportation maintains these green signs every mile along the highway. The marker system starts with the mile 126 sign just south of Florida City on the mainland and ends at mile zero in Key West. It's almost impossible to get lost. Just stay on the highway, and in about 2.5 hours, we'll be in Key West. This audio guide is timed to 50 miles per hour on the highway and 35 miles per hour in populated areas. Why so slow? Most of the drive is on a two-lane highway, so it's important to drive safe. The section of the road we're on now is known as the 18-mile stretch and is remote and isolated. Be careful. It's considered one of the most dangerous sections of the highway. Passing lanes are especially hazardous as fast-moving vehicles jockey for position. The late comedian George Carlin once said, "Have you ever noticed that anybody driving slower than you is an idiot and anyone driving faster than you is a maniac?" Well, George might be right, but let's remember to drive safely and never lose our cool no matter what our fellow motorists may be up to. Hey, George! What do you have to say about those drivers?
Want to go for a ride? Want to go for a ride? Let me go. Let me get this. Let's go for a ride, okay? Well, actually, you'll go for a ride. I'll go for a drive. The person who drives the car, they're the one who goes for a drive. The other people, they go for a ride. Okay, now, we're going to be going for this drive slash ride any minute here. First, a philosophical question. Have you ever noticed when you're driving that anyone who's driving slower than you is an idiot? And anyone driving faster than you is a maniac!
say, look at this idiot here. Will you just look at this idiot just creeping along? Whoa, look at that maniac. Go!
I mean, it's a wonder we ever get anywhere at all with all the idiots and maniacs there are.
If it isn't obvious by now, to drive from Miami to the Keys, you must go through a section of the Everglades. And here we are. Welcome to the Everglades National Park. The Everglades is a peaceful place of subtlety and nuance. There are no mountains, no canyons, no gorges or geysers, but it is still a land of beauty. Florida's original magic kingdom. We are on an excursion into North America's most unique landscapes, the Florida Everglades. Established by United States President Harry Truman in 1947, Everglades National Park is the fourth largest national park in the United States, and you are experiencing this Florida treasure firsthand. Let's go back in time and listen to the official speech given by President Truman establishing Everglades National Park. President Truman loved the Everglades, and it was on December 6, 1947, that he established the park to forever preserve this unique ecosystem.
Distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you what a great pleasure it is to me to be here with you today. You know, I have a White House down in Key West, and it's very conveniently located for this occasion. Today we mark the achievement of another great conservation victory. We have permanently safeguarded an irreplaceable primitive area. I have assembled to dedicate to the use of all the people for all time the Everglades National Park. Here in Everglades City, we have the atmosphere of this beautiful tropical area. Southeast of us lies the coast of the Everglades Park, cut by islands and estuaries of the Gulf of Mexico. Here are deep rivers, giant groves of colorful trees, prairie marshes, and a great many lakes and streams. In this park, we shall preserve tarpon and trout, pompano, bear, deer, crocodiles and alligators, and rare birds of great beauty. We shall protect hundreds of all kinds of wildlife, which might otherwise soon be extinct. The benefits our nation will derive from this dedication will outlast the youngest of us. They will increase with the passage of the years. Few actions could make a more lasting contribution to the enjoyment of the American people than the establishment of the Everglades National Park.
If you are wondering if there are other Everglades around the world, the answer is no. There are no Everglades in Asia. There are no South American Everglades. There is only one Everglades, and we get to see it on our way to the Keys. 1.5 million alligators call Florida home. However, we do not have the most in the United States. Louisiana has 2 million. But we have something they don't have, about 5,000 crocodiles. Florida is the only state in the U.S. with both crocodiles and alligators. The difference between the two? Crocodiles can process sodium out of the water. Therefore, crocodiles prefer the salty waters down here, near the Keys, while alligators prefer the fresh water up in Miami. We are traversing the most southern section of the Glades, where a coastal prairie transforms into the salty Florida Bay. So we only have a chance to see crocodiles today. The abundance of water and thick vegetation in the area provide the perfect refuge for a variety of wildlife. Wading birds stand motionless in the grasses, waiting to ambush whatever fish may swim by. Crocodiles can sometimes be seen lounging alongside the road, and a whole army of snakes and amphibians lie hidden in the shallows. Other ecosystems include hardwood hammocks, raised islands, freshwater sloughs, and pinewood forests, home to many different animal species. In the Everglades, the Burmese python have become a major threat to the local ecosystems. Over the years, pet pythons have been released into the wild. Scientists discovered in 2006 that pythons were breeding in Everglades National Park, and one national park scientist estimates there could be as many as 30,000 of them in the Everglades. Listen to the greeting message from the Florida Keys Python Hotline.
Hello. If you are standing in front of a large snake right now, don't panic. We will connect you directly to the sheriff's dispatch when you press number 1.
Please hold while we transfer you to
the Python Patrol.
Burmese pythons can grow up to 18 feet long and weigh up to 200 pounds. Their appetite for local wildlife is endangering protected species that are vulnerable to predators, especially ones as capable as these snakes. So here we are, driving through the Everglades, surrounded by giant crocodiles and snakes. I'm no wildlife expert, but something tells me this may not be the best area to pull over and take the dog for a walk. So let's just keep on driving and enjoy the scenery. Our journey to Key West lies at the end of the Florida Keys and is the southernmost city in the continental United States. Once a solitary island, Key West is now connected to the mainland by this spectacular overseas highway that goes from the bottom tip of Florida through the Keys and ending up in Key West. The overseas highway began construction in 1921. At the time, the highway project had two major supporters, the Miami Motor Club, who wanted to show winter tourists the incredible fishing spots in the Keys, and land developers who knew that a roadway would provide access to the untapped Florida Keys real estate market. The Card Sound Road was built to accommodate them. Card Sound Road is the alternative to the 18-mile stretch. Although it's a few miles longer, many locals prefer it. You can take it on your way back to Miami. There is a toll, but the views are worth it. Next to the Card Sound Bridge, you'll find a real Florida Keys honky-tonk bar called Alabama Jack's that's a fun spot to visit. The bar sits on the edge of Crocodile Lake. As their website says, bikers, cowboys, smugglers, and families are welcome. Crocodile Lake National Wildlife Refuge was established in 1980 to protect the breeding habitat for the endangered American crocodile and other wildlife. The area is located in North Key Largo. A large portion of the refuge was going to be a residential development with canals for boating access. The leftover dirt from the canal system was piled on the banks of the canals and became an important nesting area for the crocodile. American crocodiles are found throughout the tropics. However, in the U.S., crocodiles are only found in the Keys. By 1938, the overseas highway was finally completed down to Key West, but it looked nothing like it does today. Then, it was just a bumpy dirt road. The road was only 20 feet wide, and if you came to a bridge, only one car could cross at a time. Over the years, the highway has evolved. From 1978 to 1983, new bridges were built alongside the old bridges because the 20-foot-wide old bridges were just too narrow for modern traffic. Yet, many of the old highway bridges still exist today, mainly used for fishing piers. This Florida Scenic Highway we're driving on stretches from Key Largo to Key West and has earned an All-American Road designation, which is the highest honor a roadway can receive by the National Scenic Byways Program. To earn All-American Road status, a roadway must have characteristics of national significance and unique features that make the roadway driving experience a one-of-a-kind adventure. And this is only the beginning.